Now, are you still touring over there?
We are still touring over there. We just did a tour and we just released a single over there, the first release from the songs we are working on here in Nashville.
It will be an album before you're done. Right?
Yeah. We are, and this summer we are going to make an album, and especially today we are do some pre-production, listening to songs and see which songs are we going to do and which songs we don't like to do. I'm going to do, hopefully, a duet with Lynn Anderson, which is a great honor to me, because I think she is one of the leading ladies in country over here.
She's
the awesome. One.
She's and, incredible.
Yeah, I met her, and she is absolutely rock and roll. She's a hell of a wife.
Now, broadcasting. You've worked a lot in broadcasting.
Yeah, I did, I think, 500, 700 radio shows, and that became a television show. Was called Lost Fast, and that was with 20 bands a time in 2 hours, and it was the most popular show in the Netherlands and Belgium. So I did it, and I did a lot of things with one of the most famous comedians over there, like Alan Sherman here, but that over there is André van Duin, and I was the sidekick, and like Paul Schaefer over here. So I think maybe I did 1,000 television shows and radio shows and everything.
You still get asked to be a presenter at those kinds of award shows.
Yeah. I was a host, and now I stopped doing that. We are talking about a new series of shows about music, like Jules Holland does in England. But first of all, now I like to give all my time to write the right songs and to enjoy the music, which is in me, I think, in the right way. But then you have to meet the right people. And that can take a long time, Bronson.
I've watched several of your videos on YouTube. You're taking full use of the resources of the new technology.
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah, that's what Nancy is doing. She is doing all the IT things. But that's incredible. Through Facebook, for example, I met a guy, a Dutch guy, who's living in Nashville. And he introduced me to Bill. And then there's a guy in Sarasota, Florida, Larry Crane, who played with John Cougar Mellencamp and John Fogerty and Bonnie Raitt. And someone says, hey, maybe you can meet because you both live in Sarasota, Florida. And it happens to be that he is living 1 mile from my house. So we take our bike and the guitar, and he's coming to my piano place. And we wrote a couple of great songs. So it's like a new career to make music the way they are doing here. And it's so funny because I'm 58 now, and I'm learning every minute that, hey, you can do it that way also. Because I've been there. I did with all the bands and all the productions. I saw it all. And it's completely different from what we are doing in Europe. Not everyone, but guys like Bill Vornik, I think, yeah, that's the top of the world. They are making me... I was a guy so, wah, 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 and I'm making a lot of noise and doing things, and now I'm back to earth and really enjoy making music together with other guys. I mean, we did the first session with Steve Brewster and a couple of guys over here, and I was thinking, hey, this is a way you can do it also. But that's strange when you see that happen, because in Europe, when you don't arrange food for everyone, the whole band is gone. And here, over here, it was at 6 o'clock. Okay, we have to stop. We are going on at 7. And I thought, oh, I forgot to arrange some food. And then everyone was leaving the studio. And we also. And we all met at the same McDonald's 1 mile from the studio. And I think, hey, that's what I like. Just be a normal guy, down to earth, and when you are in studio and making music, listen to each other and try to make the best out of a song. And they are doing that over here. And we came home, my wife and I, and I said, hey, this is the way it has to be. So that's the point where I made the decision. Okay, this I did it all over there. Let's give it a try over here. Just have fun. And just let all your emotions do the way music has to be. And I enjoy it. I'm learning every day.